In yesterday's discussion, you told that the four came to Bandiravan and they saw Krishna and all the gopis in the dress of gopis.
No. They said that Krishna is playing with Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha and all. They said.
Yes.
And they, at once, just like I told of Radhika hand and Krishna hand together. You were telling that I don't meet Krishna. But I see that you are meeting here. You have done so wrong and you have sunk my name in ocean of path. Not only of our name, but name and fame of our whole family were lost. And she was rebuking Krishna also, and telling Jogmaya that, oh, you see, you always praise them, what they are doing. Also she told that the grand
daughter
of yours, what she is doing? She is married this husband and she is playing prem, love to this black person. And she was doing so in the mid-time Madhumangal came. And he catch hold of the bell of Radhika and he snatched away. At once his whole cloth was gone and only dhoti was there and chadar was there and he came in the shape of Subal. Some gopis also came in the shape of cowherd boy. Jatla said, what happened? Now I am seeing this Subal. Where is Radhika? Jogmaya began to laugh. Mukra began to see towards Jatla. What is the matter behind? Where is Radhika? No Radhika at all. Oh, you always wants a bad name of Radhika. So you have done so. Where is Radhika? Jogmaya also asked. And his son, Abhimanyu, took that stick, bamboo stick, and wanted to beat her mother. Where is Radhika? Why you told me so? And he became very furious. Krishna and cowherd boy began to laugh. We always play like this. I don't know who is Radha and where she lives. I have not seen any time. I am only hearing here that Radha is any young girl, but I have not seen. And she rebuked like so, always. Then Jogmaya told, advised Jatla not to tell like this. At first you should be, have a faith. Yeah. Tum pale vishwas karo. And then, when you know any fact truly, then you should tell anything. She became so sad and sigh, shameful state. His mouth began to latak gaya. In Hindi, we tell that his mouth latak gaya. Hanging. And then of the birds clapped and then run away to play and to cowherd. And they returned. And they saw that Srimati Radhika was in the house, cooking and doing all these things. When she came, he bowed down to his mother-in-law. From where you are coming, father? I think that you are tired. You should take rest. Why you are so sad? But she did not told anything. Now he felt that I have done mistake. I should not tell like so. So I gave the instant example of Ishta Badhak, Ishta Sadhak, Anishta Badhak, or Ishta Badhak, Anishta Sadhak.
One question. That Shyamala is Surit Paksha to Radhika and Tatastha Paksha to Chandravali.
No. Tatastha is a Bhadra. And Vipakshi is Chandravali.
Yeah. But for Chandravali, Shyamala will be Tatastha Paksha for Chandravali. So this Ishta Badha and Anishta Sada, will Shyamala do towards Chandravali?
Lalita Visakha, all they will do. So, Paksha. And they will kya samarthan karenge, samarthan means PSS. What is this?
Approve, encourage
them. And they will be very happy to know this, all these things. When Visakha is doing Ishta Sadhak and Anishta Badhak, then Shyamala approves and becomes so happy. And she goes to Radhika and asks, how you are? How you felt in meeting? Now you should start.
Yes. Next.
Chandravali, second is Bhadra, no? Bhadra or Shyamala?
Shyamala.
Second is Shyamala. Third is Padma, no, Satya. And fourth is Padma. Yes. How we can recognize them, that she is Satya, she is Padma, she is Bhadra, Shyamala, and she is Chandravali. By the shine, at first I have told you from Ujjvalinga. What will be the swabhav? Swabhav? Nature. By nature, those who are submissive men, submissive, nature. Mridvi,
mild,
Tadiya Bhav and Dakshinya Bhav. Best of them is and like her, supporting her, always serving her, Padma and Satya. Padma is more nearer to Chandravali. Like Lalita is more nearer to Srimati Radhika. Both are of same category, but yet there is some difference in nature. So Padma, having the Krishna feet on his breast, a Vamya Bhav, carrying Vamya Bhav, they cannot do. Krishna will hanker for this. But they will tell us. Suparna is of Dakshin Bhava, nearer to, most nearest to Chandravati. And one takes Tambulapan, Tambul, battle net, in her Anjali, and she is Sabya. She is taking Tambul and she is taking the lotus feet. Who is nearer to Chandravati? Who is superior?
Who is taking the lotus feet?
Lotus feet. No? So is more Dakshin. So she is first Sakhi and then Sabya is second Sakhi. And those Kachit Dadhar Tad Bahu Anse Chandana Bhushitam, who took the hand of Krishna on her shoulder, it seems that she is Dakshinya, Mridvi, but yet she is Prakhara. Prakhara, you know? Prakhara. And she is some having more Bhambe than this feet. But yet Dakshin. So carrying Bhamme Bhav, but more Dakshinya Bhav, not in the same category as Chandravali, Padma and Sabya. So it is, she is Shyam. For we have done. So in each gopi, here, each gopi has its own nature, beauty, quality, madhurya, bhamme and dakshinya, everything. We have also some seed of any ras. If dasya, then what category of dasya? In dasya, there are so many categories. Subal is not category of those who, dekho, kida hai, ekdam baat hai, wo mala se aa jate hai. From corner. Subal is not in the same category as Sakha. His Priya Narma Sakha. Who is Sakha? Who is less in Ayu, less in
age.
Always have some dasya bhav, serving Krishna as a dasya plus sakya, always obeying orders. And Subal has some tendency of ujjvala ras, and she can, Krishna Malli can send him or order him to take help for meeting Srimati Raj. And he will always talk Krishna so beautiful things about them. How to meet, how to do, what to do. So these are Priya Narma Sakha. So still we are क्या कौन जीव हम लोग हैं कंट्रोल्ड जीव वी बद्ध जीव एंड कंडीशन सो बट येट अवर शुद्ध स्वरूप इज इन
सीड
बट एवरीथिंग इज देयर इन सीड everything in seed, but as a potency. We'll have to develop all this. What is in Sarup, it will be developed. If anything is not in Sarup, it will not be developed. Now, why this has been explained, all these things, from first canto to 12th canto? So many stories, so many upakhyan, so many things. Why?
So we can realize our swarup.
First, we should know that we are not material things. No? We are chinmay tattva. We are part and parcels of Purna Brahma. Then who is Purna Brahma? Krishna is Purna Brahma, and all other are not Purna Brahma. We are part parcel in kis drishti se? From what angle of vision? Deen bhar khatar patar khatar patar karte rahte hain. Kaun aata hai? आज तुम ऑफिस नहीं गया? पीसीएस की छुट्टी हो गई. रविवार हो गया?
शनिवार रविवार दो दिन छुट्टी
है. Then, at first, गीता सिद्धांत विल कम. After that, we will have गुरु first. And then we will have to serve. Then we will have to serve Vishrambha Bhavena.
Guru Seva Vishrambha.
Vishrambha. With very affection. By wordings, these wordings. Not only by that and cooking and all these things. These are essential. But more, he will be pleased with these things. Like Govind was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, in that cave Gambhira. And he cannot imagine why Swarup Damodara Narayana comes here and makes speak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He don't want. Even that they should not come. Because when they come, they make a spirit that Mahaprabhu begins to weep and fell flat or rolling in the ground. Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. Tears in eyes. It does not want. He wants that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should smile always. Be happy. But now they make them whole night, whole day, weeping. So cannot imagine. Actually, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, that he should take only and he should do and then sleep. Only he wants. He has taken sannyas only to taste all these things, and he is testing from Swarup Damodara Raya Ramananda Rupa Goswami. This is the best service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and best service of Radha and Krishna. Ultimate goal this is. But Govinda cannot imagine why they make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a weeping. But he knows that to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prasadam, and I do this and he becomes sleep. This is the best service. No? This to make weep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to pour in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hearts, that Arsasattvic bhav comes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at a time, and his whole body like those, and he becomes glad. This is the best seva. No? So, at sadhana avastha, visambhena guru seva means this. This is visambha seva. How to please Gurudev with that golok vrindavan bhav? And also that not neglecting
other services.
Other services. But best services. Visambhena guru seva. And then sikha and diksha. Siksha, what siksha? This siksha. Guru will give to his disciples. Guru wants to make her all disciples guru. But we see that we have no time to give siksha. We don't have that siksha. So actually, Krishna gives associations of such a guru, and he can have siksha, and then he can do others to siksha. So we should take siksha from him. Not only it is enough that you are part and parcel of Krishna, you have come from anywhere, and you are not this body. This is not sufficient, but this is the background of all these things. So we should carefully serve our Guru. Then after ten primary
anga,
we should enter in 10. What we should not do. And then Tulsi Seva and all others, 64 kinds of activities should do. But the method of a Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga, openly it is like one. But actually these are not one. Samarnam, what kind of Saranam? Both are doing Samarnam. But your Saranam is not like who are Kanishta. Both are Saranam. He is sharing the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. You are here hearing the pastimes of Ras. Both are not same. Both are so different, so high and so different. So both are same. And likewise, to chanting Hari name, your chanting of Hari name will not be equal to those who don't know anything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare, go and see cows. They are giving milk or not. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Other works. So everything, hearing all these things are not the same. Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, and 64 kinds of ang are outwardly same, but all different from this. Beginning from Shraddha, not afterward, beginning from Shraddha. Shraddha is of two kinds. One is by hearing, and he has some great, a little seed. His Shraddha is of another kind. And those who are hearing, not having any taste, because we'll have to avoid pap, so we have to do as a kartavya, as a duty bound, and not duty bound that person. You are not duty bound coming to me. I am not duty bound to make you here. As a taste you come, as a taste I give all these things to you. So different kinds of all things. But apparently from upper side, it will not be seen that what are the differences. You are shutting your eyes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She is doing also some sleeping, some chanting, remembering other things. Both are known. But it is seen that you are chanting, she is also chanting. So everything. The Siddhi will not be, he will also have prem, at last she will also have. But the prem is not of one category. Different types. So a shabda towards rasa bhakti, rasamayi bhakti, will take you nishtha another shape, ruchi another shape. Ruchi only to hear, only to read, all these things. And those who shraddha is not like this, they will boycott all these things. I want to hear only jagai madhai. How they were escaped? I want to know the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. Vidur and Maitreya Upakhyan, I only want. Not Uddhava what told to Vidur. No. We should not. Because we have no qualification for this, so you should avoid all this. But that will not avoid. Prabhu folding his hand, I want to hear. That coming from Dwarka, Uddham came and began to weep, seeing Vidur. And he is typed in so many slokes only. So good thing, so good. Krishna has gone, by fortune has gone. Oh, in the boyhood he did so. In Kishore Leela he did so. After that he collected all the gopis in Ras. I see he was Parabrahma, but why he was chattering all gopis? Why he was touching the most untouchable parts of gopis? He was not kami, he was not lusty. But why he did, being a Brahma? I want to. So a sadhak will gradually read all these things according to their classes and grow up. After that, Surup Siddhi will come and Bhav will come, Subda Sattva, and then he will realize something. And anarth wholly, totally will go away. Then they will discuss all these things very, very rasabhav. Go bhavuka rasika. Nigamakalpataru galitam sakamukhadam ritrao sanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika go bhav. So a sadhak will understand something and he will have ras in hearing. No alasya. Alasya?
Laziness.
And so eagerly, taking all the drops very eagerly. Now we come to fifth. Eka bhrukuti mabadhya. Prema sanramba bebla nati vaikchat katakche bai sandast dasana chada. Eka bhrikuti bhrikutim avadhya. Avadhya. Avadhya means kya?
Constricted
like this. Like an arrow. To bath anyone. Bad, bad, dha. Bad means to kill. Arjun was having his arrow on bow like this. Why? To kill anyone who is in vipaksha. No? Here, Srimati Radhika, one gopi, wants to shoot Krishna. Fury in power, as she can do, and hold. And this became like arrow. And eyes of the god. What he wants to shoot? Krishna, why he disappeared? That thing, that from now, you should not do that more sadly. So he, forever, he will not dare to disappear. This thing has to be shut down. Not Krishna, but this mood of Krishna should be gone. Because he was killing us. By the grace of Narayan, we are safe now. So we also try to kill this motive, that he should not leave us. So, Vrikutum Avadhya. Badhya means, Badhya means, Marna, to kill. Avadhya. Avadhya means fully. That mode should be one. So she was shooting and seeing what to shoot with one laksh, ek laksh karke. One name, like Arjun shooting that machali. Premasan rabya befala. When a man shoots anyone, anger comes in mind and he becomes enemy of that person and wants to kill. Here, premasan rabya. By prem, Srimati Radhika, mind was whirling by prem. And Bivala, she was able to shoot by her this corner of eyes. Gnanti. Gnanti meaning shooting. Akshata. Sha. This was arrow. No, this was.
Oh.
And what was coming from that? That was arrow. Katakshe pai. Katakshe.
Sharp
glance.
Side long from corner.
But sharp.
Sharp also. Cutting.
No? Sun dasanachada. Is that a say? You know, Raman, Kumbhakarna, Hitler, all conquered whole world, but they were conquered by very little what?
Portion.
They could not conquer their calm. But here, this is not calm, this is prem. But it seems similar to calm. But Krishna is not such a person that should be killed, are his motive, his modes will be killed. His Parabrahma. This is general meaning. Now we are entering in deep meaning. Bhrikutim avadhya. Bhrikutim avadhya. Achha, Vaishnava Toshini, mani Jeev Goswami is telling, we will go after. Now, seventh, apara nimishat vrikbhyam jushanam tanmukhambujam apitam api natripyat santas charanam tatha. Those who are bhakt,
actually, we didn't finish six.
Five?
Six we only did generally.
Oh, Eka. Eka bhikutum avadhya premasandrabhya bhivala gnanti vaikshat katakshepai sandas dasana chada. We have discussed something.
General meaning.
General meaning only. Then we are going to discuss Śrīla Vaiṣṇava Toṣinī and Sārārtha Darśana. Here, pranay kop, prema kalah, and pranay kop in brajaras. So one gopi was so angry in pranay that he began to cut her adhar lips by her teeth, and she was so saying towards Krishna that her
eyebrows
became so crooked like a
bow.
And upon this she began to see by the core of her eyes, and she was perhaps by that arrow shooting Krishna. By this it is seen that she has so much shobha, angry, and also tiraskar, and she is giving tiraskar to Krishna. What is the meaning of tiraskar? Tiraskar mane kya? Achha. It means that she was at a distance from Krishna. She was not nearer. And from a distance, She was shooting Krishna by her eyes. It seems she was Bhamme Bhav, not Dakshinya. And she was looking crooked and with anger, with Prem, and also she was doing Tiraskar to Krishna.
Frowning?
Huh?
Like this?
What?
Chastising.
Not hating. Tiraskar means, I don't want you. You have done wrong. You should go away. I have no relation with any contact with you. This is the mood. And she saw that Krishna at once began to saw
down, look down,
and it was seen that he has some shyness, and he could not see towards her eyes. Sometimes like this, he was watching. What she, how she is doing? How beautiful now she appears. And he was drinking nectar of her crow, anger. He was yet smiling. And his mind was not towards first, second, third, fourth. He was attracted by this, by her glance. In Vishnu Puran, it has been told directly the mood of gopis and Krishna, like this. It is called, it has been called Vibhok and Lalit in Vidagdham, Ujjwal in Mani. What is called Vibhok? These are Anubhav of Madhur Ras. There are everything in Madhur Ras. Sthai Bhav. Sthai Bhav mane Priyatam Bhav. This is Sthai Rati, Madhur Rati. Krishna is subject. Gopis are Asraya. No? Krishna Kishore Roop is Uddipan Bhav. No? All gopis are gathered. Krishna is smiling. Manmath, Manmath Roop of Krishna here. So this is the Uddipan Bhav. And Radhika was in anger. Man. And from a distance she was seeing, her face was somewhat reddish. Brikuti was like, bro was like?
Raised eyebrows.
All right. And Krishna was sitting, sometimes seeing towards Radhika. So, this is Uddipan. And then Sattvic Bhav are coming to Krishna and Radhika and gopis. Here Sattvic Bhav is coming more in Radhika. And seeing the Bhav of Radhika, all Sakhis are coming in Sattvic Bhav. Vyabhichari, that is Anubhavi, is also come. This Anubhavi is Vibhok and Lalit. Lalit means very beautiful. What beautiful? It's very attractive, attractive, Cheshtasamu,
Indobhav.
Indobhav. What is the meaning of Indobhav? What is the meaning?
Effort, labor.
It's a labor. Mani the bhav, mood of mouth, eyes,
lips,
cheeks,
everything. But so soft and so smiling. This was very bhikkhuti
curves.
When it becomes so beautiful and so sweet, then it is called lalit. And bibok when any gopi wants Krishna so much to meet, but anyhow when he comes, he looks in other
direction
and she seems that she is not eager to do swagat of Krishna. But he always wants that Krishna should not go. He should give affection to me more and more. But outwardly she shows that I am not wanting Krishna. This is called vibho. We become some hiding something. But the inner mood is that how I should very soon I can meet Krishna. Krishna should come. But outwardly she is there. No. This is called vibho. Swadhinkanta means controlling her priyatam, and she is madhyabhav. Some prakhara also, but looks like so sweet. She must be of madhyabhav, swadhinkanta, bhamya, and having all the good qualities, having grit snehu with madhur snehu both, but madhur snehu will be more. At last she such who is she is Srimati Radhika himself. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that she is seeing towards Krishna as if she is doing bharsana to Krishna. Bharsana means abusing, like abusing, not welcoming, opposite to welcome. She is thinking, oh cheater, the king of all cheaters, and lampata, dhrishta, you have given me prem hala hala. Prem halal mane bees, poison, prem poison. And you have been so you are giving me prem poison, and I think that you have been successful in giving that, and as a action of that prem poison, now my life is to be end. It has come up to our
throat.
And it is to come out of my body. And you are waiting that when it comes out of body, I will give fire in that pran. You are ready. And that is why you are coming nearer and nearer. As if she is thinking, she is seeing towards Krishna by this mode. What is the deeper meaning? You called us and we met you, and you at once vanished away. This is premhalahal that you gave me, and that is why our life is to be end. When it is in end, it is prepared to come out of our body. Now you are coming. Why you are coming? We know that again you will go, and then our life will be burnt in that prem. You cannot save us. You are not willing to save me. So you have come nearer again to. We know they will tell when Akrur will go to. No. Uddhava will go to Gopis. They will tell all these things. How a Krishna is like a Bahiliya, like a hunter. He sings so sweet in his throat and very subtle, innocent deer comes and begin to hear, starting closing their eyes. Having a shelter of any steep which is not in earth, only outer, and she at once falls down. Understand? A steep not going more in earth, only very little. If it is so underground, then it would not fall. But it is for hunting. She is so cheater. And by hearing, she gives his body's bhar, bhar means
weight
of her body, and at once falls down. And then he shoots. You are like that. We know. They are so cruel, and you are more cruel than that. So here she is telling, we have come here to to dagdha. आप यहाँ पर पधार रहे हैं हम लोगों को जीवित ही जला देने के लिए आप. इफ इट वॉज हिंदी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. वाई यू डोंट लर्न हिंदी? इफ आई कैन लर्न इंग्लिश, वाई यू नॉट हिंदी? इफ यू नो हिंदी देन वेरी मार्वलस एक्सप्रेशंस. आई कैन नॉट एक्सप्रेस माई होल आइडियाज. Why you are seen here and there?
Because they can translate.
No, translate I can also. I cannot tell. I know you very well. Gopi is telling, I know you very well. From why would I know? Not now. And in that mood she is watching Krishna. In a very glance. What glance?
Hmm.
I am saying this very fine teeth like pearls, very white. He has caught hold of her others. Yet it was so beautiful for Krishna. So it seems that it is she is only Radhika, like all the qualities are of Srimati Radhika. He is in Bhamna Bhav, she is also in Man Bhav. She is Madhya, having the Madhya Bhav, Ghrit Sneha, but covered with Madhur Sneha. And in Agni mood, Bhamna Bhav. So every qualities are excellent to the last point in Srimati Radhika. So she should be Radhika. This is slow. Then apara nimeshat drigbhang jushanang tan mukhambujam api tamapi natripyat santas charanam jatha. The outer meaning is this. Another gopi Nadar Gopi, animesh, not closing her eyes, continuous seeing towards Krishna, as if anyone takes a cup and drinking till last drop. So she is drinking the nectar of Krishna. How? Without tripti. No tripti at all. Tripti means?
Without satisfied.
With no satisfaction.
Satiation.
I have satisfaction in hearing Harikatha. But you have no satisfaction. So, I am better than you. Because I have satisfaction, but you have no satisfaction. Is it right?
I don't think so.
What do you think?
It's better to always want more and more.
So if anyone satisfied in hearing Harikatha or telling Harikatha, that it is not good. So here, this gopi is not satisfied. Not satisfying in drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth. Why? There is a reason. The reason will be told here. Here he is giving example of any bhakta, qualified bhakta, as a bhakta doing serving Krishna or serving Gurudev, Sangharvi, Vaishnavas. Especially Krishna. They are not satisfied any time. More and more they want. This is a sign of good bhakti. This sakhi is drinking the nectar of Krishna. Why? Why not of Radhika? She is submissive to Srimati Radhika. She is so pleased. So she is so glad. She is seeing that four kinds of gopis, some having the hands of Krishna in their hands, some his hand on the shoulder of her soldier, someone taking the battle nets, someone having the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. But yet Krishna's sight and every mood is towards the gopis who is very far away and who is looking crooked to him, as if she will shoot him, but yet his whole mind, so everything is towards that. Lalita is seeing. Very good sign. She is controlled by that, my Sakhi Radhika. How his mouth is now, what his eyes are doing, how his mouth is doing. Srimati Radhika is going to shoot Krishna. And he is controlled now. He is smiling. Only smiling for Radhika. And same for that, not for all these gopis, only for that. And she is thinking about how to please her. It is a good sign that he is controlled by me. So he is seeing Krishna face going up and down, and so beautiful. Now it looks like so beautiful. Sometimes he sees this, and sometimes by this. Very good face. Good luck. So she became so pleased, and she was drinking without filling her eyes.
Eyelids. Without blinking.
She was. And she was not satisfied. More and more she wanted. And she is from very distance behind of Radhika. She is seeing. She is standing behind of Radhika. And from there she is seeing. Radhika is not seeing that Lalita. What Lalita is doing. Krishna is also not doing, because he is by shame, he is looking down. So he has so much fortune that Krishna is not seeing towards them. So he sees freely drinking and drinking. Understand my feeling?
Yes.
Without any hesitation, without any shame. If Krishna will see towards Lalita, then she will close her eyes or do anything. But now no shame, nothing, freely she is taking the cup of nectar and not satisfied, drinking and drinking. Until Krishna will see, or Radhika will see. Today, we should stop here. Is that doing? Apara Nimesha Drigdhyam Jushanang Tang Mukham Bhujam Apitam Apina Tripyat Santas Chat Charanam Yatha. Seventh. The सार कथा, सार माने क्या होता है, सार, सबके कथाओं का सार ये है, आई वे टेलिंग द जिस्ट ऑफ द सेवेंथ श्लोक, दैट वन गोपी शी बिकेम जड, जड़ता हो गई, शी बिकम लाइक ए स्टोन बाई दैट सींग दैट आनंद दैट कृष्ण हैज बीन इज बींग टू शो कृष्ण इज बींग सूटेड बाई द आईज ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका. राधिका वॉज Sakhi of this gopi. At that time, by the arrow of Srimati, Kataksha by Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished. And he became so vyakul. Vyakul?
Enchanted.
Astounded.
Stupendous.
What?
Stupefied.
Man?
Yes.
Vyakul. What to do, what to not to do. Anutapta. And she became unhappy that for nothing I have given so much unhappiness to these gopis. And feeling shy, so many modes were coming and changing. And at that time he was controlled by the gopi, who was seeing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. And he was totally seeing towards that gopi, Radhika. Not seeing to anyone, fourth or fifth or sixth, anyone. Only he was saying towards that gopi. So she was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, changing in so many colors, so many moods, without any hesitation. If Krishna could will see towards gopi, that
Lalita,
then she would be shy, and she should see here, downward. But now she was free. Krishna totally only seeing and reminding and doing everything only to Radhika. So he was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth freely and continuously, without dropping the
eyelids.
And he is giving the example, Sukadeva Goswami, or Vyasadeva, he is giving an example as sadhu, purush, bhakta, premi bhakta, sarva Krishna. But they are not satisfied by serving Krishna. They want to more and more serve. So she is prakhara. She Swadhin Bhartrika. Swadhin Bhartrika, you know? But पति या प्रियतम पति नहीं प्रियतम होता है लवर होता है वो सात दिन भर्तिका शिवा सात दिन भर्तिका अंशु शिवा प्रखरा नॉट मृदु एंड शिवा तदीय भाव एंड विथ ग्रेट स्नेह शिवा सो हैप्पी टू सी दैट कृष्ण इज totally controlled to her friend, mane Sakhi Srimati Radhika. So she was surely Lalita Sakhi. Now we are going to 8th. Tankachit nidradhena hridikitani milyacha pulkangyu upaguhyang yastu yaste Yogi Ananda Samputa. Tankachit Netra Randhrena Hridikitani Milyacha. One of the gopi. This is then seventh. First,
yes. Four. Seven.
then Srimati Radhika,
then Lalita,
and after this. This gopi, netra randhena, netra randhena means by the hole of this netra, from the door of eyes, she took Krishna in his heart, and door was shut up, eyes were shut up, that is, Krishna cannot come out. No? And Upaguyaste then took Krishna in her arms and freely testing Krishna. Arsa Saptik became so much Pradipta. You know Dipta, Sudipta, Pradipta?
Yes.
There are so many. Dipta, Dhumayit, Jwalit, Dipta, Sudipta, Pradipta. Pradipta are in Srimati Radhika and her Sakhi. In his youth, only Sudipta is found. So all the symptoms of Pulak and Anubha, Sattik and Babichari, came in that gopi, because she has embraced Krishna. Dasdev and Sukdev Goswami are giving examples. First here they have given for Lalita Santas Tacharanam Jatha of Santa, and here they are giving example of Yogi. Santa always saying Krishna, not like this. Always chanting, remembering, loudly, dancing and with so sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, Radha Raman Hari, Govinda Jai. And making, weeping all audience. And they make all audience to sing like Shem. These are bhakti. And here Yogi shut up, he sets up his eyes and Aradhya Vastu, he deeply remember here, and he always want to test it. Santakaram Bhujagasayanam Padmanabham Suresham. These are yogis, bhakti not like Shem. Santakaram, who is Santakaram? Bhujagasayanam, that is Karnabdhisai Vishnu. Santakar, Bhujagasayanam, Padmanabham, from this,
Nevi.
Nevel.
Ne?
Nevel.
Nevel. N-E-V-E-L. Here, never. Lotus has come out, and from this Brahma, and in this navel, kamal, Sapta Lok and Sapta Lok, 14 Loks have been created. Padmanabham, Suresham, he is Suresham, he is the god of all gods. So this is yogis, like a
thumb.
This 1 inch, they feel that Narayan has come out in our heart, and they remember always. So it seems that yogi, any yogi, is that Sakhi, and he shut up her eyes and remembering Krishna. Embracing Krishna. Sampluta, she is deeply immersed in that ananda, ocean of ananda. Yogis are not only one kind. There are several kinds. In Vrindavan, Sukadeva Goswami has explained, in the Vrindavan, yogis are not like Himalayan and like Kashi. They sat on the Gyan branch of Veda tree. But this yogi in Vrindavan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, Muni, are like Kokil. Kokil means cuckoo, and Mayur. Mayur means peacocks. And like Papiha. Pee kaha, pee kaha. Papiha. Pee mane? Where is Pran Priyatam? Like Sukha. My Radhe is best. Sukha is telling, my Krishna is most beautiful. Sari is telling that, certainly he is so beautiful, but when Radhika is there, if there is not Radhika, he is Nirvishesh Nirakar. No? So this Sukha and Sari, this Sukha and Sari are sitting on the branch of bed tree on Prem Dal. Branch of Prem. Prem Dal. Not on Nirvishesh Dal. Zero, cipher, not. Like Sukhdev telling, I have described, and as peacock, they are dancing with the sweet voice of Krishna Bansi. And they are telling what word? Ke ka. Who can control Krishna? Then Sipiko tells Valli Radhika. And who can control Srimati Radhika? Who can? Is there anyone who can take the Patibrat Dharma, Lok Dharma? Dharya. Dharya means, sir?
Patient.
And shame everything of Radhika in total. Then that peacock is telling only Krishna is that. So ke ka. These are muni like Sukh Goswami. And some are dancing, not like this. So they are sitting on the branch of Prem. So here yogi, eva ananda sampluta. That's when Sukh saw dancing peacocks. And Krishna was that time playing on very good float. And peacocks have
what? Spread their
feathers. And dancing is so sweet on the Sare Gama Pada. Very beautiful dancing. At a tune of Krishna, sweet voice of Bansi. Sukhdev Goswami and all. They became so silent. Pin drop silence was there. Lakhs and lakhs monkeys, parrots, saris, and other beasts, pasu pakshi were there, but all silent. So, here yogi, All these yogis are tasting that sweet taste. So the gopi became like so. She had them immersed in seeing all this scene, seeing Krishna and all the gopis. She took Krishna and began to embrace Krishna. Then who she is? Who she is? Jiva Goswami is here. She, here she. Jiva Goswami is deriving some slope from Vishnu Pura. In Srimad Bhagavat, the name of all these gopis has been not touched at all, anywhere. So Jiva Goswami is taking this slok from Vishnu Purana. That day, gopi, seeing Krishna there, so shy, so glad, and beautiful pose, she told Krishna, 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 Krishna. And she ran towards Krishna. Only this. This has been pointed there. So Jiva Goswami is explaining that Krishna, Krishna, it means she was Prakhara, and also she was Sarla. Sarla means not like so, but yet she was Prakhara, not like Chandravali, not like Lalita, not like Srimati Radhika, but Prakhara, but at the time mild also, and she was Bhadra, seventh. She was Bhadra, not Vipaksha, not Swapaksha, not Suhurd. She has no link with Radhika, but Lalita has link. She has no link with Chandravali as Padma and Sabya, but she was controlled by Krishna, because she was running towards Krishna and telling Krishna, Krishna. So she should be Tatastha of Srimati Radhika. So she should be certainly Bhadra. She is Tatastha of Radhika and Suhit Paksha of Chandravali. Jiva Goswami telling, there are gopis first told four. In four, four means Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma and Shabda. In four, the prominent figure is Chandravali. More than four. So she is Chandravali. And she is Dakshina Nayika. So she must be Bijati of Vipaksha of Radhika. Because in Radhika there is a bhav of madhur sneh and madhya bhav, and she is of tadiya bhav. In Vishnu Puran, she had discovered that there were 8 sakhis, Pradhana. So 7th has been told here. What is the 8th? She wanted to discover. So he is telling that first 4, Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma, Shabya, and then Srimati Radhika, and then Lalita. After that, Vishakha will be there. And last, Bhadra will come. So there are 8 such. Lalita is Prakhara, but yet Swadhin Bhartrika. And she has madhya bhav. Likewise, Anuradha. Who is Anuradha?
Lalita. She always follows Radha.
Sometimes this Vishakha has been told like Anuradha. Anuradha means the birth date of both Vishakha and Radhika is one. At a time they have taken birth. And their moods are all same. So anyone can tell that Vishakha is like Radhika. So Vishakha must be there. And his bhav mood will be very prominent than others, Chandravali, Padma, Shabya and all others. So should one up be there. In Skand Puran he has, from there he has taken examples. He is telling of Rash, which has been explained in Skand Puran also. Jiva Goswami is telling that when Krishna became oversighted, he became what?
Disappeared
from Rash. All gopis saw that Krishna was not there. And Lalita Vishakha and all sakhis saw that Krishna is not there and also Srimati Radhika is not there. They saw that both are, the pair is not there. And they were searching everywhere, Krishna.
They remember it when Uddhava came to Braja and they began to abuse Krishna in front of Uddhava. They are not seeing Uddhava, they are seeing only a bee, black bee. They are supposing him to be any Krishna dut, representative of Krishna, and messenger. And they are telling to Uddhava in anger mood. All gopis are telling. And each gopi's word is there. Uddhava is telling that Krishna is God and he is everywhere. He is also in your heart, also in others. You should try to discover Krishna by bhakti. Anyone is not far away from Krishna. seeing this, hearing this, Lalitas at once become so furious. You are a liar and your master is also a liar. We don't believe in your words and also don't believe in Krishna words. You should return from here. Go at once to Mathura and go to Krishna. We don't want to listen to your words. But she was crying, weeping, tears in eyes. But telling so, Uddhav, not Uddhav to be. And Uddhav was hearing all these things. Yes, they are so furious and in anger that Lalita is telling so, gone. Return to Mathura. Buddha, you are very liar, mithyabadi. You are vipathagami. Misleading. And yourself going in wrong path. Vipathagami. Krur janapriya.
Cruel.
You are a friend of cruel.
Dear.
And friend is more cruel than his master. So you are cruel manapriya, cruel janapriya. Akritagya.
Ungrateful.
You are ungrateful. To Krishna they are telling. Am Satha. Satha means? Doing mistake, doing something wrong. Yet, probably he tells that, no, I have not done wrong. I have not done this. They are saying that he has come from any certain place. And there are signs. But he refuses, denied it. Oh, you are coming from that and you are telling lie? No, I have not done. From where you have got this red cloth color? It is lie. That, anyway, I was sitting there in my home and any red, black, red color, any our sakha has given, it is frankly lie. He denies everything. So you are friend of that. Don't come here. At once go out from here. Baat samachar nishthur ke sab baat. So many vikar hai. No, you don't come vikar. Vikar means if anyone does any sin, then he should be given vikar. तुम्हारे जीवन को अधिकार है आकाश 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 हाँ वही होगा अच्छा सब सब बात एक 100 टन एक फॉर दैट पर्सन ब्लैक पर्सन ओ तो उस वक्त गिवन अप हिमसेल्फ हरसेल्फ होल हार्ट एंड ही टेस्टेड देम एंड येट दे